This is Cross Hope, a daily word of hope and inspiration with Randy Snyder, Senior Minister of Crossview Christian Church. Now, with today's message from Cross Hope, here's Randy Snyder.
The early church was a confessing church. This is a little confusing to some people. It's a little edgy for some people. But verse 16 says, "Therefore confess your sins to each other and pray for each other so that you may be healed." I know some people in our church grew up in a Catholic background. My mother was Catholic, and I remember her telling me about confession and going to the confessional booth and what was involved in that. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about what James talked about in the early church, where, get this, Christian people confessed their sins to one another. We don't do this, but how would you feel if we took 5 minutes of our service every Sunday and said, turn to the person next to you and confess a sin? Say, I don't know if I'd want to do that. And I'm with you. I'm right with you on that. That would make me uncomfortable too. I understand that. But that's what the early church did. And here's what they did. Here's my theory. They didn't confess sins to one another so they could condemn one another. They didn't confess sins to each other so they could think, boy, I can't wait to get to the phone that just rang right now and tell somebody. That was perfect timing. Thank you. We set that up. So when I say the word phone, the phone would ring. They didn't do it for that reason. You know what they did it for? To affirm to one another that there is forgiveness and it's in Christ. Don't ever listen to somebody's confession and then say, I can't believe you did that. You know what you should say? God forgives you. And that's why he died on the cross, and there is forgiveness for you, and you need the forgiveness that I need, and I need what you have. And it's a mutual affirmation of the forgiveness of Christ, not a time of mutual condemnation. Confess your sins to each other and pray for each other so that you may be healed. Now, as a result of all four of those things, here's what's going to happen. The early church was an encouraging church. If we could bring that up. The early church was an encouraging church, so are we. I guarantee you, if you are praying and you're praising and you're confessing and praying for healing for people, it's going to be an encouraging church. You need to know the meaning of the word encouragement to appreciate it. Most people think encouragement is giving somebody a high five. That is not encouragement, biblically. Encouragement is not patting someone on the back and saying, way to go, good job. May I tell you what encouragement is biblically? The Bible says to encourage one another daily. It's from the same Greek word to describe the ministry of the Holy Spirit. And it's the word that means comforter, to come alongside someone else. The greatest act of encouragement is when you come alongside another person, figuratively or literally, and say, I'm with you, I'm praying for you. That's encouragement. Thought about you this week, prayed for you this week. That's encouragement. To let somebody know that you are praying for them and to let them know that you're wanting what's best for them. You know, the best definition of friendship in the Bible is it describes the friendship between Jonathan and David in the Old Testament. Jonathan was David's best friend. And the best description of their friendship is found in the book of 1 Samuel, where it says this: Jonathan helped David to find his strength in the Lord. Listen to that again. Jonathan helped David to find his strength in the Lord. Have you ever helped anyone to find their strength in the Lord? We live in a culture where people are told to reach within themselves, and you have the wherewithal, and all you have to do is reach inside you, and you have all the answers to your problems. Folks, that's a lie from the pit. That is a lie from the pit of hell. The answer is in Christ, not in me. I don't have the answer to anything in my life ultimately, but Jesus Christ does.
You have been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information or to listen to or download a copy of today's message, go to crosshope.org. That web address again is www.crosshope.org. Be sure to tune in each weekday at this same time to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. This program has been a production of Cross Hope Ministries.